This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Coronavirus cases around the world continue rising as we pass another dour milestone. There are more than 10 million confirmed cases globally. The number of infections surpasses 2.5 million in the United States. We're closing in on another milestone no one wants to see. Nearly 500,000 people have died from COVID-19, with 125,000 of them in the United States. In the hardest hit country, five U.S. states, including Florida and Arizona, recorded daily highs for COVID-19 cases Saturday. Hospitals in Arizona have begun activating surge plans to increase their capacity for treating patients. China imposed a strict lockdown on nearly 500,000 people Sunday in a province surrounding the capital of Beijing. It's an effort to contain a fresh coronavirus cluster, and authorities warn the outbreak was still, quote, severe and complicated, end quote. Hundreds have been infected in Beijing, and cases have emerged in neighboring Hebei province in recent weeks. This comes after China largely brought the virus under control. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday he was never briefed about Russian efforts to pay bounties to Taliban-linked militants to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. This is in response to a New York Times report that he had been told about the rewards but had not acted to respond to Moscow. The director of national intelligence called the Times report inaccurate. President Trump tweeted the paper is fake news and calls on the Times to reveal its source. The paper reported Friday U.S. intelligence had concluded a Russian military intelligence unit linked to assassination attempts in Europe had offered rewards for successful attacks last year on American and coalition soldiers. From Washington, via remote, this is VOA News. Vice President Mike Pence travels to Dallas today to attend a Celebrate Freedom rally at First Baptist Church, Dallas, before meeting with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Meanwhile, Mr. Pence has called off campaign events in Florida and Arizona this coming week as those states experience a surge in new coronavirus cases. The White House says Vice President will travel to those states to meet with governors and health teams. Florida and Arizona have set records for new confirmed infections in recent days, but political events in Arizona Tuesday and Florida Thursday have just been pushed off. Chinese state media reports lawmakers there have reviewed a draft of the National Security Bill for Hong Kong during a meeting held by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress. In the meeting, the director of the Legislative Affairs Commission of the NPC Standing Committee presented a report on the bill. That's according to state media. The NPC Standing Committee usually meets every 2 months, but the three-day meeting starting Sunday is the second meeting in June to review the bill. The committee is widely expected to pass the bill into law before the meeting ends Tuesday. Malawi's new president, Lazarus Chakwera, was sworn in for a five-year term Sunday, hours after unseating former leader Peter Mutharika in a rerun election. Chakwera won almost 58% of the vote in Tuesday's poll, a dramatic reversal of the result of the original election in May 2019, which was later overturned by the courts. The repeat vote was regarded by analysts as a test of the ability of African courts to tackle ballot fraud and restrain presidential power. Chakwera told a cheering crowd in his acceptance speech, quote, "With your help, we will restore a new generation's faith in the possibility of having a government that serves, not a government that rules." Malawi Congress Party is Malawi's founding party, and Chakwera's win brings it back into power after 26 years in opposition. Voters stood in long lines in Poland to cast ballots Sunday in a closely fought presidential election. The country is expected to see record turnout that could reshape Poland's tense relationship with the European Union and the ruling nationalist, socially conservative agenda. The vote takes place 7 weeks later than originally scheduled because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Related restrictions at polling places include wearing masks, maintaining social distance, and asking voters to bring their own pens. Incumbent Andrzej Duda hopes to remain in power. His main challenger is Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski. If no candidate wins more than 50%, the two with the biggest share will compete in a second round July 3rd. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.